Gemara Makot. Masechet Makot has been donated anonymously in honor of Morris Dweck, Sammy Esses, Yaron Mizrahi, and Tuvi Asis for their endless work for the Kahal Kadosh, Bet Yaakov. May Hashem give them continued strength in order to serve the Kahal and the community, the Shem Shamayim, in good health and prosperity and shalom. Amen.
Amen.
Daf Yud Zayin. Today's daf is being studied Le'alun Nishmat Abraham ben Esther Ruach Hashem Tenichanu Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied Refuah Shelema Dina Bat Sara Enna Refanala Refuah Tanefesh Refuah Taguf Refuah Takur Balabo Vechin Yirasov Anomar. Amen. We begin today's daf on Yud Zayin Amud Rishon, and we are starting 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines down, right at the two dots. Kama yochal min atebel. So we had a Mishnah. The Mishnah was telling us all the cases that if a person does these averot, he's going to be hayav malkut. So one of them was what? Tevel. So the Mishnah asks, how much tevel? What is tevel? Tevel is untithed product. You have to give terumot, you have to give maaser, maaser rishon, maaser sheni. Until you give all the tithes, the product is tevel. The Mishnah said, if a person eats tevel, according to the Bishimon, even if he eats a kol shehu, even if he eats a dot of the tevel, he's going to be hayav malkut. Hakamim said no. Hakamim said shehu is a kezayit. So we have to understand the machloker over between the Rabbi Shimon and the Hakamim. So the Gemara says, kama yochal min tevel, amar Rabbi Bai. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, machloket b'chita. The machloket between Chachamim and the Bishimon is by an actual grain, an actual wheat, the stalk of wheat itself. Rashi says shehi kebriyata, because a wheat is actually an entire species. It's complete. The stalk itself, the one wheat, is as it's created, kebriyata. So there Rabbi Shimon is going to say, since it's in a biriyah, since it's in its own complete form, that's why called shehu. The biriyah makes it hashuv. And therefore you don't have to eat a kezayit. Even less than a kezayit is the shi'ur hashuv, and therefore it's going to be hayat. Aval bekemach. But if it's talking about flour, which means they ground it up, the wheat, and they made it into flour, that's not hashuv anymore. The biriyah called bekezayit. And everybody says the shi'ud is a kezayit to be hayav. Look, that's the first opinion. V'Rabbi Yirmiya Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish kemachloket bezu kach machloket bezu. According to the second opinion of Rabbi Yirmiya, he says the machloket is on both. That means even in kemach, Rabbi Shimon says kol shehu. Means Rabbi Shimon holds kol shehu across the board. Nothing to do with biriyah, not biriyah. The shi'ur of tevel is kol shehu, ben b'chita, ben b'kemach. And hachamim say it's always a shi'ur of a kezayit. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Amar lehem Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Shimon tells the rabbis, I atem modim li be'ochel nemala kol shehu, shu hayav. He says, I'll bring you a proof that I'm right. Don't you agree to me? When it comes to eating an ant, we learned on yesterday's daf, if a person eats an ant, it's this one, even one ant is going to be hayav. So the bishop once said, why do you say you have to eat a kezayit of tevil? Don't you agree by an ant that even if you ate a small shi'ud, you're going to be hayav? So the same thing by tevil. It should be a shi'ud of a kol shehu. So Gemara says, Amar lo mipene shehu kebriyata. As a mehara, it's different. Over there by the ant, it's complete. You're eating a whole ant. It's a biriyah. It's a creation that's complete. Amalein afhita achat kibriyata. So he told him back. So too hita. One hita also is a biriyah. Rabbi Shimon is telling the rabbis, for the same reason that you say that when it comes to a nemala, kol shehu is chayav. Why? Because it's a complete item. So the same thing for the wheat. The wheat is also a complete item. It's not crushed. It's not grounded into wheat. It's a complete hayta. So for the same reason you say by nemara, I say by hayta. So the Gemara says, Chita in Kemach lo. You see from the whole discussion between Rabbi Shimon and Hachamim, they were only discussing Chita. It seems that even Rabbi Shimon would agree by Kemach, by wheat, by flour, it has to be a Kezayit. So the Gemara is bringing a proof from our Mishnah that the whole discussion was by Chita. Gemara says, lo, no, ledivrehem ka'amar lehu. Rabbi Shimon, I can tell you, he holds kol shuhu ben bechita ben bekemach. And the give and take in the Mishnah is to be learnt like this. Lididi, he was saying like this, according to me, hachamim, afilu kemach nameh. I hold even kemach. Era lididchu. But according to you, that you go with the opinion that says, if you eat a nemala, you're going to be hayav kutz zabiriya. Odu li miya dechita achat kebriyata. At least concede to me when it comes to a chita, which is according to me, as I hold kol shehu across the board. I don't care if it's chita, I don't care if it's kema, if it's tevil, yachayav. But the fachot, you rabbis, at least agree to me by chita, just like you say by nimalat, by the end, that it's a b'riya. V'rabbanam, b'riyat neshama chashuva, chita lo chashuva. Oh, the rabbis give their answer. The rabbis say no. There's two types of bidiyah. There's a bidiyah, there's a creation in a complete that has life, and there's bidiyah that is lifeless. A nimala, the reason why it's hashuv is because it has life to it. The ant is alive, it's a bug. And therefore, that type of bidiyah is hashuv. The chita is not alive. So therefore, we make halukim. Whereas the bishop says, I don't make a difference between a bidiyah that has life or bidiyah that doesn't have life. But according to the Hachamim, they say there's a difference between the Biriyah that has life, the ant has life. The little bug, according to the Shi, we learned yesterday, had to be alive. The bug to be Hayav had to be alive. So you see, according to that, according to Shitat Shi, he says, but Ochai, the Shi wrote. And even according to the opinions that want to say that you don't have to be alive, but it came from a species that has life. It comes from a species that has life. Chita never has life. It does inanimate. So therefore the Hachamim come along to Rabbi Shimon and say, there's a big difference. This Biriyah had life. Neshama. This Biriyah does not have life. That's why we say Kezayit. Tanya kevated Rabbi Yirmiyah. We have a proof to the opinion of Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol shehu lebakot. Clearly, we have a braita that says, when it comes to makot, the shi'ur is kol shehu. Whether it's flour, whether it's wheat, lo amru kezayit, ela ne'inyan korban. When did the rabbis give shi'ur kezayit? That's only to bring a sacrifice, a korban. Then you have to do the shi'ur of a kezayit. But to get makot, all you have to do is a kol shehu, and already going to be hayav. According to Rashi, let's read Rashi over here. Kach machloket bezu, it's the Rashi right before the Mishnah. כך מחלוקת בזו תקסבה רבי שמעון מכל האיסורים כל שהוא למכות ולא אמרו כזית אלא לעניין קורבן השגת קרב הלכה למשה מסיני הלכה למשה מסיני everything that she eat אסור לקרות רבי שמעון כל שהוא but what do you mean I was taught כזית כזית that's to bring a קורבן which means if a guy let's say he did something he ate חנב is איסור קרת and he ate it בשוגג he ate a kol shehu. According to Rabbi Shimon, give the guy whips. But he won't have to bring a korban. Why? Because the shehu of korban has to be a kezayit. Rabbi Shimon as well does not make a difference between what type of bidiyah. Whether it's bidiyah, as long as it's a whole item. Which means, let's say, you're thinking of wheat. Take a grape. One grape is a bidiyah. Because it's a complete fruit. That's the fruit. You don't have to have the whole cluster. Each grape is individually its own fruit. That would be a bidiyah, according to him. So let's say you would have grapes for the tevin. And a guy, according to Rabbi Shimon, he ate one grape, bingo, it's hayav. Whereas according to Hachamim, you have to eat a whole kezayit. But you all bought a bug. The bug is different. The bug has life. So Sfot has a question. According to Rashi, according to Hachamim, Biriyat Neshama, Tosfot has a shayla. Look at this, the question of Tosfot. Tema, the Beperek Gida Nashe, Amrinan, Shani Gida Nashe, Shani Gid, the Biriyahu, Velo Batil, Vafagav Deleid Ben Neshama. Over there, the Gemara is talking about the Gida Nashe. Gidon Hashem is the one of the veins of the animal. So the sciatic nerve. So the Gemara says over there, oh, the Gid, that's a biriyah. That's a biriyah. Even though the vein itself is lifeless, doesn't have any life. According to Hakamim, you just told me that biriyah is only as a neshama. The Gid itself does not have a neshama. Even though it comes from an animal, but the Gid itself per se is lifeless. There's no neshama in the Gid. So make up your mind. That's Tosfos' question. So Tosfos wants to say, the Yeshtomar, the Haki Kamar, Shani Gid, the Biriyahu, the Kevan, the Atiyam, the Biriyat Neshama. Oh, so yeah, it comes from a Biriyah. It comes from something that has life. So it's better than the wheat. The wheat itself comes from the ground. So it itself is lifeless, and it comes from something that's lifeless. That's not a Biriyah. Mashiachin, a Gid, even though it itself does not have Neshama, but since it descends from an animal that has neshama, that can be considered chashuv. That's one of the answers of Tosafot. Tosafot rejects that and gives another answer, but at least you know the question. Okay, now we move on to the next Mishnah. Ha'ochel bikurim. Okay, what are bikurim? Bikurim are the first fruits. According to the Torah law, every year a person has to bring up to Yerushalayim the first fruits that grow from the seven species. Not from every. If he has an apple tree, he doesn't bring Bikurim. Bikurim only comes from the seven species of Eretz Feta, Sora, Vegefen, Utenav, Edimon, Eretz, Shem, Udash. And he has to bring it in front of the Kohen. And he has to read a special recitation over the Bikurim. He reads in Parashat Kitavo, Arami, Oved, Avi. He reads a couple of Pesukim, and then he presents it to the Kohen, and the Kohen puts it next to the Mizbeach. Vesamo, Etzel HaMizbeach. After he does that, then the Kohanim is able to eat it. Now, the Mishnah says, HaOchel Bikurim. A person, let's say, ate Bikurim. Ad Shelo Kara Alehim. He ate it before the recitation, before they did the reading, before they read these words over here, that she says, Arami Oved, that Parashav Arami Oved. So the deen is, according to our Mishnah, Malkut. Why? Because until you read, they're considered forbidden. What's matir the bikurim for consumption? The kiri'ah. Ad shelo kara alehem, hayav. Kodshe kadashim. What's kodshe kadashim? It's korban. What type of korban? That's a korban chatat. Chutz lekila'im. Let's say you ate it outside of the kila'im is the partition. In the Mishkan, they didn't have walls. They had the partitions. So you have to eat the kodshe kodashim inside. So if you ate it outside the kela'im, outside of the walls, the makeshift walls that they had, so it's going to be hayav. Now she says, O she'achal kodshe kodashim bizman Mishkan, the time in the Mishkan, chutz the kela'im. Okay. Kadashim kalim. Kadashim kalim would be minor kadashim. For example, korban shenamim. Uma'aser sheni. Ma'asir sheni also. Chutz lachoma. If you ate it outside the wall of Jerusalem, you're going to be hayab malkut. Ma'asir sheni, you have to always eat in the wall. You don't have to eat in the Mishkan area. It has to be within the wall. Same thing when it comes to these other items. Look at Rashi. Kadashim kalim. Chutz lachoma. Azarate melo tuchal lechol b'sha'arecha. Vechel ma'asir sheni. B'gemara parik ma'asir sheni tana le'le'el ma'asir sheni v'eknesh lo nevdu. The Gemara is going to ask a question on the tomorrow's daf. You're telling me ma'asir sheni, if you eat outside of Jerusalem, outside of the wall of Jerusalem, you get malkut. We learned that already. That was in the first Mishnah. The first Mishnah tells ma'asir sheni that you didn't redeem and you ate outside the wall, you hayav malkut. Why would the Mishnah repeat it over here? That's the Gemara's question tomorrow. Continue. Hashover et ha'etzim b'pesach ha'tahor. What did the guy do? He broke a bone from the Korban Pesach when it was Tahor, Areze Loke. Because the Torah says, Ve'etzim lo tishberu bo. You're not allowed to cut a bone. So it's a lo ta'aseh. Lo tishberu bo. Now, if I can ask one question, why does the Mishnah say, Hashover et ha'etzim? The bone.
Specific bone?
Specific bone, sounds like. Just say, Hashover Etzim. So the Gemara, if you remember, in Pesachim said, that not every bone are you going to be hayav on. It has to be a bone that has in it moach. Moach has in it the marrow. But a bone that does not have marrow, you're not going to be hayav on. So that's what the Mishnah is saying. It has to be a special bone that you're going to be hayav on. But on the external bones that say that don't have anything hollow, and the guy breaks him in the Quran Pesach, he's not hayav. Could be smutar. It was davka, bones with marrow. Good. Comes the Gemara and Mishnah continues. That is it, okay? 40. Aval hamotir batahor. Okay, motir. What is motir? That's the law of notar. Torah says, "V'notutiru mimenu ad boker." You're not allowed to leave over from the korban till the morning. V'notar mimenu ad boker ba'esh tisrofu. And whatever you left over, you burn. That's a classic example of a lav hanitak la'aseh. That's a not ta'aseh that's rectified by the aseh. Don't do it. But if you did it, fix it. So we have a law. Lav anitak la'aseh en lokin alav. Not only that, I'll give you another reason. What's another reason why you're not hayav malkuta not tutiru? Because how do I transgress lo tutiru? By not doing anything. It's lav she'en bo ma'aseh. Because by leaving over, I'm being passive. So therefore, we have another reason. Lav she'en bo ma'aseh. Endokin alav hamotir betahor. Okay, it's talking about with animal. Obviously, was tahor. Veshover betame, or he broke a bone in a korban pesach that was tame. Eno loke arba'im. Okay, good. You don't get malkut. Comes the Gemara. Mishnah continues. Gemara said in pesachim ve'etzim lo tishberu bo. The Gemara pesachim is. We have to say bo. You say ve'etzim lo tishberu. So it says ve'etzim lo tishberu bo betahor ve'lo betameh. That only if the animal is tahor you're going to be chayav. But if it's tameh, no. Hanotel em al banim. Oh, we have a famous case here. Rabbi Yehuda omer loke ve'enu mishalayach. Hachamim omerim mishalayach ve'enu loke. The mitzvah of shilua hakin. What's the mitzvah? You have a bird's nest. So the Torah says the mother is sitting on the little kids, on the children, on the chicks, the pigeons. Lo tikach ha'em al banim. Do not take the mother bird. Lo tikach ha'em al banim. Do not take the kids when the mother is there. Shaleach teshalach et ha'em. Send the mother away. Now the simple way of learning this, we would learn this as a lav anitak. Don't take the kids before you shoo the mother. But if you did it, fix it. How do you fix it? Shalayach to shalach. So since it's a lav anitak, Hakamim say en lokin alav, which means en loke umishalayach. You're not going to get malku. Just fix it. Send the mother away. What's the logic of Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda says loke. Once already you took the kids without shooing the mother, game over. Hayab Malkut. What do you mean? Fix it. If you remember, we learned 2 dapim ago, we learned the rule. Sometimes you have a case where the mitzvat aseh comes before the lo ta'aseh. When the aseh comes before the lo ta'aseh, we don't say in lokin alav. When do you say in lokin? When you have the lav and then it's fixed by the aseh. But if the aseh comes first and then it has the lo ta'aseh, you don't say it. Rabbi Yehuda says in this case of shiluah hakan, what does the Torah say? Lo tikach ha'em al banim. Shalayach teshalach. Now, the way I would learn Pashut, the lo ta'aseh is coming first and then it's fixed. That's what the rabbis say. He says, no. Lo tikach. Continue, in parentheses. Lotikah ela what? Send it out. As if the lotikah is telling you from the beginning, send it out. So therefore the aseh is coming first. And therefore it's like the aseh is written first, and therefore when you have an aseh and then a lota aseh, you're going to get malkud. So if we have a big machlok on how to learn the ikeh, look at Ashi. Ashi says, lokeh ve'enu mishalayah. Kasavar. Shaleach meikara mashma. It's like the shaleach is written first. Ve'en kan lav shnitak la'aseh. It's not a lav anitak da'af. Agav, dichtiv shalat eshla'a, chalot tikaim. No, shalat eshla'a is written after. Lav lememradim nakata shalo ela, lo tikach ela shalechena. That's what the pasuk is saying. Don't take it. Ela, send it out. Okay, so then he has first, and then you get malkut. Last part of the Mishnah. Zeh kelal. This is the rule. Kol mitzvat lo ta'ase sheyesh ba kum ase, en hayavim aleha. Any mitzvat ase sheyesh ba kum ase that has after the mitzvat ase, that's called the leaven itak, en nokin alav. Amar Rabba bar Barchanan. Gemara. Amar Bihanan. Zu divrei Rabbi Akiva stimata'a. This Mishnah is following the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, which means our Mishnah that said what? Our Mishnah said by Bikurim that if you eat the Bikurim before you did the reading, so then already you're going to be Hayav Malkut. Who is the opinion that says that the reading is essential? That is Rabbi Akiva. Why does the Gemara refer to Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva stimata'a. What is stimata'a? Rabbi Akiva ben Yosef. Rabbi Akiva stimata'a. What does that word mean, stimata'a? So that she says, Zu Rabbi Akiva, the Rabbi Akiva, Maniti nifteri bikurim kiriya me'akiva bu Rabbi Akivai, Shehaya ragil Rabbi listom debarav b'mishna b'stam b'kama mekomot. V'achi shami alil Rabbi Yohanan,
when Rabbeinu HaKadosh wrote Mishnayot, and he wrote the different shitot, different opinions, many times he would write a Stam Mishnah without saying a name. Like this Mishnah of it, there's no names in our Mishnah of any rabbis. Whose opinion is it? So many Mishnayot that are Stam Mishnayot are following the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbeinu HaKadosh didn't write Devrei Rabbi Akiva. He wrote it Stam, and you have to know that that's Rabbi Akiva's opinion. So they used to refer to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva Stimata'a. Rabbi Akiva, the one that many of the Stam Mishnayot are following his opinion. Oh, not all the Stam Mishnayot. This Mishnah. That's why they go out of its way and say it. This Mishnah is going to Rabbi Akiva Stimata'a, which Rabbeinu HaKadosh many times would write Stam like his opinion. Now, must be there's another opinion besides the Bi'akiva. The Bi'akiva holds what? The Kiriya is Ma'akiv. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Yochanan. So the very Bi'akiva is Tibata'a. But the Chamim Omrim, Bikurim, Hanacha Ma'akivet Bahim. Kiriya in Ma'akivet Bahim. Hachamim say, the Kiriya is not vital when it comes to the Bikurim. You know what's vital? You know what's matir the bikurim for edibility, for consumption? Putting it next to the mizbeach. Once the kohen, or once the baal habayit brings it to the kohen and they put it next to the mizbeach, you could eat it, even though you didn't do the reading yet. So it's the hanacha that is the key, not the kiriyah. Whereas according to the bi'akiva, you put it next to the mizbeach, not enough. You ate it at that point, hayab malkut. Why? Because you didn't do the reading yet. So the question is, what's the ikar part of the bikurim? Now you could ask a question: why, according to the rabbis, is putting it next to the mizbeach vital? Where do they know that from? Because if you look in the Torah, it says it twice. It says v'hinicho etzla mizbeach v'hinachto. Why would the Torah say it twice to come and tell you this is the main item? It is indeed ma'akiv. Anytime the Torah repeats something, it's for effect. To teach you the how serious it is. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar Lema Zu Devrei Rabbi Shimon Stimata'a. Anyone has a question? Which means, why did you say that the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Akiva? You could have also said the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Shimon. Gemara says, why would I say that? Because we're going to see in a very long piece of Gemara that actually the Bishamon also holds that what? That the Kiriya is the main item. So the Gemara says, why did you say the Bi'akiva? You could have said the Bishamon. HaKamash Ma'alan,
The Rabbi Akiva can be Shimon Svira there. Yeah. So the Chiddush is, we want to show you that the Rabbi Akiva also goes like Rabbi Shimon. We could have showed you Rabbi Shimon, but Rabbi Shimon is clear because you can see in the Gemara. So we don't have to tell you Rabbi Shimon. It's Pashut according to Rabbi Shimon. We wanted to tell you it's even going according to Rabbi Akiva that you might not have known from any other place. So that's why we told it to you. But in it, our Mishnah is going to two rabbis, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon. Okay. Now we start the Gemara of Rabbi Shimon. In order to appreciate this Gemara of Rabbi Shimon, I would ask you to look at the Torah Or on the side of your Gemariot, to look at a Pasuk. It's the only Pasuk on today's Daf. It comes from Devarim Yudbet Yudzayim. This Pasuk over here, Rabbi Shimon is going to give you a Dirasha. Unbelievable. The Pasuk says, Lo tuchal le'echol b'sha'arecha, you're not allowed to eat in your gates, ma'asar deganecha, I guess that's ma'asir of some sort, v'tiroshicha, that's the wine, v'tzarecha is the oil, u'bchorot mekarecha, that's I guess bechor, the firstborn animals, v'tzonecha, your sheep, v'chon nedarecha, nedarim, asher tilu v'nedbotecha u'trumat yadecha. It's teaching you over here certain restrictions on an array of topics, from ma'asir to I guess bechor to korbanot. Each one of these words is coming to talk about a different item and restrict it. So the Mishnah now is going to explain to us what each word is referring to. What's the word bechorot? What's the word sonecha? What's the word bekarecha? What's the nedarecha? Nedvote? Each word is going to take and explain us. Comes the Gemara says. We start. Gemara says, "May Rabbi Shimon, where do you see Rabbi Shimon shita by Bikurim?" Netanya. We have a brayta. It says in the pasuk, "Utrumat yadecha." Is that even in that pasuk? No. It's not even in that pasuk. So where's that pasuk? That's the last words. That is very significant because he's learning the pasuk backwards. Now that's why I wanted to point that out to you, because you're going to see his derasha only works if you learn the pasuk backwards. If you learn forward, he won't be able to say what he's going to say. So you have to start the pasuk backwards. Just keep that in mind. Utrumat yadecha elu bikurim. Hadush. That's talking about bikurim. Now, I wouldn't have said that. I see the word terumat yadecha. I say it's terumah. It's the 2% they have to give to the Kohen. Where does Rabbi Shimon know from the words terumat yadecha that that's bikurim? Rashi, please. Rashi says terumat yadecha bikurim dechtiv velakah haKohen atene miyadecha. Because when you give the bikurim, the Kohen takes the basket of Bikurim from your hands. So Utrumat Yadecha. Yadecha is written by Bikurim. Good, so he knows that's that. Amar Bishimon, Ma ba ze lelammedenu. What is the Pasuk teaching us? Well, again, without Rabbi Shimon, I'll tell you what the Pasuk is teaching us. It says, Lo tuchal le'echol b'sha'arecha. You're not allowed to eat Bikurim outside the walls of Jerusalem. You must eat it not in your gates, you have to eat it in God's gates, in Yerushalayim. I'll tell you what the Pasuk is teaching you. The Mishnah says, can't be that's what the Pasuk is teaching you. Im le'ochlan chutz l'choma. If you're going to tell me the Pasuk is telling me what you can't eat Bikurim outside the walls, kal v'chomer v'ma'aseh hakal. I'll make a kal v'chomer from ma'aser. Ma'aser sheni. Oma ma'aser hakal. And what? Ma'aser which is lenient. Ochlan chutz l'choma. Look here, if you eat it outside the wall of Jerusalem, you're going to get malkut. Bikurim lo kol sheken? Of course Bikurim. So for sure Bikurim you can't eat outside the wall of Jerusalem. Kal v'chomer from ma'aser sheni. So then what's the pasuk coming to teach me? Lo ba katuv ela le'ochem bikurim ad shelo kara aleihem shu lo ke. You finally be Shimon's opinion already. The hadush of Bikurim is telling me something else. That you're going to be hayav malkut until you do the reading. So lo tuchal lecho b'sha'arecha terumat yadecha is the hadush of Bikurim ad shelo kara aleihem. Yashi, ad shelo kara aleihem, arami oved avi. Good.
Which means there's a way of learning the pesukim. It's called imenu anyan. What is imenu anyan? If the pasuk has no relevance to what it's talking about, so then you're allowed to go learn the pasuk to talk about something totally from left field. Here we're talking about don't eat the bikurim outside Jerusalem. Rabbi Sharon says, I don't need the pasuk for that. I know kal vachomer from Maaser. To be honest, I don't know yet what the kal vachomer is. We'll have to wait for the Gemara to tell me what the kal vachomer. But Rabbi Sharon is assuming that if Maaser, which is lenient, you can't eat outside the wall, bikurim that is strict. I don't know what's lenient and what's strict yet. But let's take his word for it. Bikurim that's strict, certainly you can't eat. I don't need it for that. Oh, so what do you need it for? Oh, make up hadush. You needed to tell me that bikurim, if you didn't do the reading, you're going to be hayav if you ate it before the reading. Who's that like? Our Mishnah. So you see the Mishnah one going like our Mishnah is the Mishnah one. Next word. Vinit botecha. You see going backwards. Vinit botecha. Zu toda ushlamim. This is talking about korban toda ushlamim. Korbanot. Amar bishimon. Ma bazinan medenu. In the Oklan chutz lechoma. Oh, maybe it's telling me you can't eat these outside the wall. Kal vachomer ma'aser. Again, kal vachomer from ma'aser. Ha lo ba ketuv ela le'ochel betuda b'shlamim lefne zerika shehu loke. Hadush. If you ate korban shlamim before they sprinkled the blood, you're going to get malkut. From where did he derive that from? So Rashi says, keep one finger on the Gemara, one finger on Rashi. Lefne zerika shehu loke. דימנו עניין לחוץ לחומה, has no relevance לחוץ לחומה, תראו עניין לכך שזהו איסור החמור שאתה יכול לתיתו בעניין לב שאין בו עזרה מפורשת במקום אחר, אלא עשה בלבד. It says in the pasuk, ודם זבחיך ישפך. We have a מצוות עשה. Take the blood of your sacrifices and sprinkle them. And then what? Then eat the meat. So it's מצוות עשה. With that pasuk you don't get מלכות. On the מצוות עשה you don't get מלכות. He says, this pasuk is coming to tell you that that mitzvah ta'aseh also has a lot ta'aseh. That what? Not only it's telling you sprinkle the blood and eat the meat. This pasuk is saying, lo tuchal, you cannot eat the meat until you sprinkle the blood. And therefore you see, you're going to get malkut. So that's what he learned to this. He added, he tacked on a lot ta'aseh to an existing aseh that we have already in the Torah. Continue. What's the word before nitbotecha? Gemara says, oh, so comes the Torah says, "Ubchorot." He jumped to bechorot. Zeh bechor. This is referring to the mitzvah of bechor. What is the mitzvah of bechor? Torah says, "The bechor of an egel, or a keves, or a gedi, you have to give it to the kohen. The kohen brings it on the mizbeach, and the basar belongs to the kohen. That's the mitzvah of bechor." ובחורות זה הבחור אמר רבי שמעון. Here we go again. מה בא זה ללמדנו? What is this coming to teach me? אם לאוכלו חוץ לחומה, if it's time that the queen can eat it outside the חומה, קו החומר ממעשר, make a קו החומר ממעשר. אם לפני זריקה, if it's coming to tell me the queen can eat it before he sprinkles it, קו החומר מתודה ושלמים. That what? If תודה and שלמים, which is lenient, and still you can't eat it before Zirika, Bechoro, Bechor, which is strict, certainly. Halo ba kaduv ela le'ochel min ha-Bechor afilu le'achar Zirika shehu loke. Oh, that's a hadush. Which means, even if you ate the Bechor after Zirika, you're going to get Malkut. Who's going to get Malkut? Not a Kohen. That's when the Kohen eats it, by the way. The Kohen eats it after Zirika. It means a Zav, a stranger, a non-Kohen. So when it says ubchorot bekarecha, that's referring to somebody, a non-kohen, that eats the bechor even after zirikat adam, he is going to get malkut. Okay. No karet on that. There is an aseh, but on an aseh you don't get malkut. So this pasuk is adding on a lot aseh to an existing aseh that we have in the Torah already. Okay, continue. Now this is really strange. You're going back and forth now. Bekarecha v'sonecha. Now he's going forward again. Bekarecha v'sonecha, your cattle. Zu chattat v'asham. That's korban chattat, korban asham. Back to the real story. Amar b'shimon. Baba zeh lamedenu. What is the pasuk coming to teach me about chattat and asham? Im de ochlan chutz lechoma. If you tell me that you can't eat them outside the walls of Jerusalem, kama chomer me'maaser. I make a kama chomer me'maaser. Maaser a kal. You can't eat it outside. Chattat v'asham, that is strict. Certainly you cannot eat it outside the walls. Im lifnei zirika, maybe it's coming to tell me that you can't eat it before you sprinkle the blood. Kavachomer mitudav v'shtamim. And what? Tudav v'shtamim, that is lenient. You can't eat it before the blood. Certainly chattat v'asham, that is more strict. Im lachar zirika, if it's coming to tell me after zirika, kavachomer mibichor. And what? Bechor, which is lenient. You can't eat it. The zar can eat it after the zirika. Certainly chattat v'asham, which is more strict than bechor. Halo ba ketuv ela leochel mechatat ve'asham afilu leachar zerika chutz lekilaim shehu loke. It's coming to tell me that what? That if the kohen ate the korban hatat even after zerika, but he ate it outside the curtains, so then it's going to be hayav. Now before this we only have the aseh. There is an existing asin in the Torah that says you have to eat it inside. But now the Bishwan is coming to tell me, now we have a lot asin that says you're not allowed to eat it outside. Okay. Now you get Malkut. Continue. Nedarecha. The Pasuk says Nedarecha. What is a Nedarecha? Neder. Is a Neder. Zu Ola. This is referring to Korban Ola. Amar Bishmon. Ma bazelila medenu. What is this coming to teach us? It's fascinating the way Rabbi Shimon is deriving all these halachot. When you read this pasuk, it's part of the pasuk is not saying too much. We don't even, it's just don't eat this. Every word he's giving you derash and giving you restrictions. It's prophecy. The way the hachamim were able to look at these pasukim and bring out. I'm telling you this because the Gemara is going to react like this. The Gemara is going to say, after the Bishimon gives such a derasha, the Gemara is going to be marveled. Wow, what a derasha. So Gemara says like this, Amar Bishimon, Ma bazer elamedenu, this Ola, Im le'ochlan chutz lechoma, you're going to tell me, don't eat it outside the wall, kal vachomer ma'aser. Im lefnei zirika, if you're going to tell me that you can't eat it before sprinkling, kal vachomer mitudav shlamim. If it's coming to teach me, you can eat it after Zirika. Kavachomer mebechor. Kavachomer mebechor. If you're telling me that you can't eat it after Zirika outside the curtains, Kavachomer mechattad v'asham. So what is Ola then? Haloba katuv ela. Leochel mena Ola leachar Zirika ve'afilu bifnim shehu loke. Because you're not allowed to eat the Ola at all. The Ola belongs where? On the Mizbeach. The Torah says Kalil. Kalil Toktar. You have to bring the whole thing on the Mizbeach. So the Hadush is, that's a mitzvah ta'aseh. Put the whole thing on the Mizbeach. Rabbi Shimon says, and I'm giving you a lot ta'aseh, that if the Kohen ate the Korban Ola after Zirika, even if he ate it in the curtains, he's going to get Malkut. Why? You have no business eating it. You're supposed to put the whole thing on the Mizbeah. So have a lot ta'aseh. That's the conclusion of the derash of Rabbi Shimon. Amar Rava. When Rava heard this, he said like this. Di yalda imme kirbi Shimon terid. If a lady is going to give birth and she's going to have a baby boy, she'd have a child, she should pray that the child should be like Rabbi Shimon. Ve'ila latelid. And if not, she shouldn't have a child. Which means, you should pray for this. That she says, Kol she'emo yoledet, tevekesh rachamim yiratzon, she'ek Rabbi Shimon. Listen, now you know, the next time somebody's pregnant, you have to say yiratzon. You fulfill the mitzvah of Rava. Rava tell you that every mother should do that. Yiratzon sheyelad yekemor Rabbi Shimon. That you have to do that. Otherwise, it's not worth it. why was he saying? He was saying it. What a beautiful derasha. Ve'afal gav continue. De'it le pircha. this, even though his derash is flawed. There's a flaw in his in the thinking over here. It doesn't work out, but still, it's great thinking the way he did it, but it's not 100%. Why? What's the flaw in the logic? Gemara says, "May humra de bikurim mima'asir." What was the first derash? We said bikurim. Bikurim, we said, what's the hadush? It says utrumat yadecha, the last words in the pasuk. Ha'elu bikurim. What is it teaching me? That you can't eat it outside the choma? Kavachomer mima'asir. That's implying that what? That bikurim is more strict than ma'asir. So if ma'asir, sheni, you can't eat outside the wall, certainly bikurim you can't eat outside the wall. He comes along, Rabbah, and says, mechila, may chumra de bikurim ma'asir, sheken asurim lezarim. You're going to tell me the stringency is because bikurim, strangers are not allowed to eat it. Non-kohanim are not allowed to eat it. Whereas ma'asir sheni, anybody eats ma'asir sheni. Even Yisrael eats ma'asir sheni. So the kavahoma goes like this. And what? Ma'asir sheni. That's mutar to everybody. You have to eat it inside the walls. Bikurim, that's restricted only to the kohanim. Certainly you have to eat it only inside the walls. He says, no good. Adrabba, on the contrary. Ma'asir hamur sheken asur le'onen. Ma'asir is more strict. Because we found the stringency by ma'asir, that bar minan, if the person is onen, that means he lost one of the relatives that he has to mourn, and they did not bury the body yet. So in that stage, he's called onen. Torah says when it comes to ma'asir, lo achalti be'oni, you're not allowed to eat it in the aninut stage, whereas bikurim is mutar. So therefore you have no kavahomer. On the contrary, ma'asir is more strict. Ma'asir, I'll tell you the reason why you can't eat it outside the walls, because it's asur ba'aninut. But maybe I could argue, bikurim, that's mutar ba'aninut, maybe you can't eat it outside the walls. Your kavachomer is not a good kavachomer. I found the stringency by ma'asir that doesn't apply by bikurim. Now he continues, he's going to knock each piece of this story over here. Umay chumra de toda ushtamim ma'asir. What's the stringency that you learned of Korban Shelamim over Ma'asir? Because again, what did you say? Korban Shelamim? For sure you can't eat it outside the wall. Uma Ma'asir Akal, that you can't eat it outside the wall. Shelamim, that is strict. Certainly you can't eat it outside the wall. Who says it's strict? Sheken Te'unin Matan Damim Ve'emurim Negabe Mizbeah. I'll tell you the stringency of Shelamim. You got to sprinkle blood on the Mizbeah. You got to put the meat on the Mizbeah. By Ma'aseh, there's no meat, there's no sprinkling. You eat it right away. Oh, sorry, that's strict. I'll tell you the other way. On the contrary, Adrabba, Ma'aseh Hamur, Sheken Te'unim, Kesef, Surah. If you want to redeem Ma'aseh Sheni, how do you redeem it? You need to redeem it on a coin. But not any coin. It has to be a picturesque coin. That's a coin that has on it a tzura, that has on it a printed, an image on it, as she says. Dikhtiv v'tzarta kesef b'yadecha davar sheyesh alav tzura, which is a stringency by ma'asir. So again, Rabbah is going around finding stringencies that ma'asir has over other items. So therefore, once you say that ma'asir has a stringency, Rabbi Shimon's kavachomer is broken. Rabbi Shimon says, Umay chumrat de bechor, Metuda Ushlamim. So you came and told me that Bechor is more stringent than Toda and Shlamim. What's the stringency? Sheken Kedushato Merechem. Because the Bechor, his Kedusha comes from the womb. The Bechor, inside already, the mother's womb already is Kedush by the animal. Masheken Korban Shlamim, when the animal was born, it wasn't Kedush. You sanctified it. So therefore, you would think that Bechor is more strict than Korban Shelamim. Adraba, on the contrary. Toda ushtamim hamurim sheken te'unim semicha unsachin utnufat hazeh v'shok. I'll tell you on the contrary, Shelamim is more strict than Bechor. Number one, before you bring Korban Shelamim, you need to make semicha. You need to press your hands on the animal. Bechor, you don't have to do that. What else? You need to bring wine with it. Nesachim, nesukayayin. Number three, you need to wave the meat by the Korban Shelamim. Mashiachim by Bechor, none of these apply. So the Yol Kal Bachomer was Uma when it comes to Shilamim, which is lenient. Kal Bachomer Bechor. On the contrary, Shilamim is not lenient. Shilamim is more strict than Bechor. Oh, it's knocking them down each one. Umay Chumrat de Hatat ve Asham Bechor. Then you told me Hatat and Asham is more strict than Bechor. What's the stringency of Hatat and Asham over Bechor? Shekin Kodesh Kodashim. Because they're on the Kodesh Kodashim level. That's a high level of Kedusha. On the contrary, Bechor Hamur. Shekin Kedusha Tomerechem. Back to the story. Bechor is more strict than Hatat because it's Kadosh from the womb. Last point. And what's the stringency of Korban Ola to Hatat and Asham? Because she told me a Kavom, he said, Ola is even more strict than Hatat and Asham. If Hatat and Asham, you can't eat it after Zirika outside the walls, so certainly Ola you were not allowed. So you tell me what? That Hatat is more strict than Ola. I'm sorry, Ola is more strict than Hatat. What's the stringency of Ola? Shekin Kalil. Because the whole thing goes on the Mizbeach. It was Adraba. Hatat ve'asham hamide Shekin Mechapre. Hatat and Asham are more strict because they give you Kapara. Korban Ola is not for Kapara. So basically, what did the Rava just do over here? He systematically went through every thought process of Rabbi Shimon that made Kal Vachomer, and he said, this Kal Vachomer, X, out.
What did
out.
He praise him at the beginning?
Oh, that's the Gemara's next question. Very good. The Gemara's gonna ask that question right now. V'chulu hamidi me'ola. Then he throws in an extra one. He said, by the way, and everything in the Pasuk is more strict than Ola. Implying that Ola is the most lenient than everything in this Pasuk. Why? De'it behu shte achilot. Because all the other korbanot, the Gemara wants to say at this point, all other korbanot are more strict than Ola, because all other korbanot have two eatings. The Mizbeach eats, and the owners eat. That's already a Chumrah. Whereas Korban Ola only have one eating. You only have the Mizbeach that eats. Okay, now, this is a little difficult, this line that he just threw in, because you just told me a second ago that the stringency of Ola is that Ola goes all the way up to the Mizbeach. Now you're telling me that's not a stringency, that's a leniency. Make up your mind. Is it a stringency that it goes on the Mizbeah, or is it a leniency? We'll have to get back to that question in a second. Just keep that in your mind as a side point. So you're going to ask the obvious question now. Rava, you heard the Derash of Rabbi Shimon. You got all excited. You said a mother that gives birth, she should have a baby, and so on, like Rabbi Shimon. And then you blew him out of the water, you knocked him out. So what's so good to have Rabbi Shimon? Ela ma'idi yalda emek Rabbi Shimon. So why did you say that a mother should have a baby like Rabbi Shimon if you knock them out? So Gemara says, dilemai disvira le lidide mesares le lekra v'darish le. For what he was trying to accomplish, he did it in an unbelievable way. For all the laws that he wanted to accomplish, he only would be able to do this if he would learn the Pasuk backwards. Because if you saw the way he did it, he's building. He starts off backwards, Bikurim. Bikurim, what is he coming to teach me? Outside the Choma? No, we know that Kal Vachomer from Ma'aser. Must be Bikurim teaching me that if you didn't make the Kiriyah yet, so that's going to be you're going to be Hayav. Okay, good. Now he moves backwards. What was the item after Bikurim? After Bikurim was, let's get the order so we can just go in order. I want to show you how it works. The next item was Tirmat Yadecha. Then you had Bechorot. He went to Bechor. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yes. Actually, let's go in order. It was Nidbotecha. That was Todan Shilamim. Todan Shilamim, Nidbotecha. The Pasuk right before, Nidbotecha. That was Todan Shilamim. What do you say? Todan Shilamim. Outside the Choma? I know that already. Kala Homer from Ma'asir. So what must be the Hadush of Korban Shilamim? must be coming to tell me that if you're going to eat it before Zirika, if the Kohen eats the Shinamim before Zirika, he's going to get Malkut. Okay, now, it's very important. Now we established already that Shinamim that's eaten before Zirika is Hayav Malkut. Now, look at the next Dirash. The next Dirash is Ubchorot. That's the Bechor. So we said, oh, Bechor, what's the Hadush? To eat it outside the Choma? I know that already. Kal v'chomer from Ma'asir. To eat it before Zirika, that's a Kal v'chomer from Shelamim. Either the Bechor must be coming and tell me that what? That even after Zirika, you're going to be Hayav. Now, the only way you were able to learn Bechor after Zirika is because you put it after Shelamim. Once already you establish Shilamim is before Zirika, so you say, oh, I don't have to learn that from if Shilamim you can't eat before Zirika, certainly Bechor you can't eat. Oh, so Bechor must be after Zirika. The only way the Bisho was able to accomplish is by learning the Pasuk backwards. If he would have learned the Pasuk forwards, you didn't know that Hiddush by Shilamim yet, that before Zirika is Asur, to learn another Hiddush by Bechor that after Zirika is Asur. You would be only able to learn Bechor before Zirika. So he says the genius of Rabbi Shimon was to accomplish what he wanted to accomplish. He learned the Pasuk from backwards to forward, and therefore he was able to build. To build more Hadushim and more Hadushim and more Hadushim. But if he would have went forward, he wouldn't be able to do such. So that even though maybe his Kavahomes were not so good at Kotanava, but that's an amazing thing, the way he worked it out to go backwards. Read what I just told you in Rashi. The big Rashi over here. Dilma. Or Dilamai. You see that big Rashi in the, right in the middle? Dilamai, this is Misaris. Misaris means he breaks up the Pasuk. He doesn't read it in order, he reads it backwards. Misaris, the Klav Nishne. Lefi da'to, she'achomarim shumotzi, oto shumotzi hamurim. According to the Bishop, he holds that he had a good Kav HaHomer. He didn't agree with Rabbi. He says, my Kav HaHomer is a good. Nirin lo chomer sares et hamikdash. You had to break up the pasuk backwards. Beefich limso isurin shemasashiim darchu kesedur. Of course, if he wouldn't learn it in order, lo ayah yakod lelmod memenu isurim alav. He would not be able to learn the isurim bechor echad vechad. Shim darash chila ubchorot zeh bechor. If he would have started with bechorot, let's say, in order. You wouldn't be able to learn Tudat Hashlamim. You didn't learn Tudat Hashlamim yet. The only reason why I was able to learn Bechor after Zirika is because you had Tudat Hashlamim already. Then we had to go backwards. Which is, if you learned it in order, you would only be able to learn Bechor before Zirika. But now that you learn backwards, we know before Zirika from Shilamim. Now I can learn a Hadush of Bechor even after. Okay, that's the Bishamon. And that's it. Now we have to solve one more dilemma. The daf ends here today. Because now the Gemara is going to go into a new point. But what do we see? What did we bring this even for? We forgot what we brought it for. We brought this forth for the first derash of Rabbi Shimon. The first derash told me that if a person eats bikurim before he makes the recitation, before the kiriyah, hayav malkut. So who is the author of our Mishnah? Rabbi Shimon. So why didn't it say zu devre Rabbi Shimon? Because we know that. You don't have to tell me it's Rabbi Shimon. I have a biferuz b'raita that says it's Rabbi Shimon. I want to tell you, it's another rabbi that you might not have known. It's his opinion. Zud Rabbi Akiva, Stimata'a. I didn't notice Rabbi Akiva. That's why we're telling it to you. Rabbi Shimon, you could have figured it out on yourself. You have the Neferuj Braita. The only question that we have left to analyze, make up your mind when it comes to Korban Ola. Is it a stringency that the whole thing goes on the Mizbeach? At one point, the Gemara says, oh, Ola is very strict. The whole thing goes on the Mizbeach. And then the Gemara says, Shilamim is strict. You know why? There's two eatings. So make up your mind. Is it better to have two eatings or is it better to have the whole thing on the Mizbeach? And the Gemara plays that two sides. So I saw them bring this down over here. And it says like this. V'yesh l'taretz. Ha'ola achen hamura yotem ishar korbanot. For sure, the Olah is more strict than other Korbanot. Ela v'ma shekabar Rabbi Shimon b'rogeya le'olah
But when Rabbi Shimon was learning the Kal Vachomers, שניתן ללמוד שקיימים באיסורים שונים בקל וחומר מהדברים האחרים המוזכרים, which means he was learning from Korban Ola and he wanted to say that he came up with a Kal Vachomer and he wanted to say certainly Ola is going to be asur to eat even a piece of it after Zirika, even within the walls, Kal Vachomer from the item before it. על זה חולק רבה וסובר שהועיל והאיסורים הנלמדים מהם הגבלות בזמן אכילתם או במקום אכילתם מסתבריות לומר שלא נאמרו אלא ביחס לדברים הנאכלים ולא לעולם.
She was like this. What Rava was coming to say is like this. Of course, when you put Ola against another Korban, for sure Ola is a stringency that the whole thing goes on the Mizbeach. That's, we cannot argue on that. What did Rava mean when he said the other items are stringent that they have two eatings? What did he mean to say? It means like this. What was Rabbi Shimon trying to learn? This is, by the way, Rabbi Shimon is Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. What is Rabbi Shimon trying to learn from the Ola? He's saying like this. What was the item before the Ola? Chatat and Asham. Korban Chatat, let's say. Korban Chatat, there's restrictions on where you can eat it. You can only eat it after Zirikat Adam, and it has to be inside the Kila'im. Yeah? Mm. But if you eat it after Zirikat Adam, Chutz the Kila'im, lashes. So, Rabbi Shimon wants to say, Kal Vachomer, it comes to Ola, that certainly even if you would eat it inside the Kila'im, you're going to be Hayab. There, Rava comes along and says, you're comparing apples with oranges. You can't compare Ola to Chatat and Shilam, to Chatat and Asham, because those are Korbanot that are edible. You're discussing the Heter Achila. You're trying to teach me a lesson when you can eat it, where you can eat it. Ola is unedible. So you can't learn a law of consumption from a type of Korban that cannot be consumed in the first place. That's what Abba was saying. These have achilot. These have two eatings. So therefore, it makes sense to say, oh, it has two eatings. Where do I eat it? Can I eat it here, inside, outside, before, after? How could you learn a law of consumption by an Ola that has no consumption, bichlal, from Korban that have consumption? The two don't start. So you come home and really, or if you look at Ola on its own, without learning anything from anything, Ola is more strict because it all goes with the Mizbeach. What Rava means to say is, you cannot learn a law of consumption by Ola, because it's not consumable. There's no achidah, the whole thing goes with the Mizbeach. So therefore, how you say, oh, just like the Hatat, you could eat. You shouldn't eat it after the Zirikah, outside. So leave Hatat. Hatat is an edible item. You cannot learn from there to something that's not edible. That was that was Rava's claim. In any event, we've proven our point over here that even though the Mishnah is going to be Rabbi Shimon, we said it's going like Rabbi Akiva. Okay, good. Because Rabbi Akiva was not obvious. Amen. Amen. Amen.